Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Well, this is a thing.
This is a thing.
Well, look, 2 weeks in a row.
2 whole weeks.
2 whole weeks.
And a video.
And a video. And you had 2 episodes of your podcast.
I know. What in the heck?
What in the heck is this? Kind of Epic Show providing content?
What?
It sounds like a perfect time to pay us for that content.
It does.
I hate to sound like that, but we'll always offer the main show for free. And the content on our YouTube page will always be for free. Because, you know what? You can pay for that content.
You can if you think that you want to see me be in pain.
What was that?
What is that? It's the Santa Claus.
What was that noise?
This is starting off to be a really good episode.
Well, we set the bar low. You're my co-host, after all.
Oh.
Oh, what? Oh, well, at least they're getting content.
They are getting content.
They're getting content, so that's something.
The best content.
Ah!
We're going to die.
No, we're not. We're fine. Just bringing the microphones closer to us.
So, that's dogs.
Yeah, you can hear those dogs. There's dogs. Man, we are setting this bar low. We haven't
really
introduced who we are yet. We are just wasting time.
Who are you? Who am I?
That's today's discussion on the Kind of Epic Show. Who are we? What are we doing?
How do you really feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty relaxed.
Yeah, me too.
Good, good.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. So, I'm David West.
I am Effie.
Yep, you are.
I am.
Effie now has her own podcast, which we've mentioned.
I do. It's Effie Thoughts.
It's currently only available on our Patreon page, but I don't think you made it exclusive to Patreon subscribers.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I think anybody could go to our Patreon page and listen to it.
Well, that's not the plan.
Well, that's okay too, because guess what? They might go to the Patreon and be like, it gets them to the page.
That does get them to the page.
So that's all right.
So yay.
Yay.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, you made a mistake. And it works out because it's content that is only found on the Patreon page, but you don't have to be a Patreon subscriber to get that content.
I mean, I told you I don't know how to use my MacBook.
Yeah, I know.
I had it for Facebook, then you gave it to me, you gave me the task of trivia, then I had
then
it for
we don't
Facebook
do that anymore.
Again. Now I have it for podcasting. So I'm learning how to do all of the things on this MacBook.
We need to figure out how to host trivia.
We do need to figure out how to host trivia. I was browsing on Indeed last night, and because, yeah, I want all of the jobs.
Yeah, right?
And I saw 2 different postings for a trivia host.
Oh.
One paid $25 an hour.
Oh, geez.
And one was like $500 a night.
Yeah.
I can do trivia.
You can do trivia. We can do trivia.
We can do
what
trivia.
What day of the week were they wanting that? Which would be like Wednesday.
Right.
Like, darn it.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, I just go and work every Saturday just to use it on Wednesday.
Right?
Huh. Well.
We should do that.
We should do that.
The trivias.
Yeah.
We made a good team.
We did. Not that it translates to podcasts, but
oh
boy. So we do have some stuff to talk about today. We did go see 2 movies.
We did on Friday.
On Friday. Oh, we didn't even tell them the address of the Patreon page.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll get to it. So the 2 movies. I used to make lists. I used to make checklists
You're
for this show.
You're good at making checklists.
I know.
Except
when I don't.
Except when you don't.
I used to go down a sheet of, like, it would be like all right, I need to do, we need to hit this topic, and this topic.
Yeah.
That's out the window now. What is this show coming to?
It's coming to kind of epicness.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. People are just going to be like, these two are just fucking random, like ranting.
I mean, if nothing else, I'll be the only listener since I have an hour drive to work every day.
Right? Please, please download and subscribe. And everybody actually go watch her YouTube video. It's way more entertaining than what this is.
Oh, that was a mess.
No, it wasn't. It was hilarious.
It was a mess.
Hey, look, there it is. Effie's Hot Sauces is the name of the video. You can find... Oh, it's playing. I didn't think it would automatically start playing on me.
Yeah, so basically we made a video because our friend and Patreon subscriber, Parker...
Actually, he took back his... he's no longer a subscriber.
Oh,
so,
no.
So we did that. And he was like, I still should be. Like, I reached out to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I guess I did.
Oh.
But I don't know if he's resubscribed.
Oh, well, Parker, if you're listening... Come back. We love you. So Parker, he had paid for the $100 level tier where it was at the time to do a top 10 for Kurt. And the challenge was issued after many debates of it being anal lube. It was decided upon hot sauce. So we had plans to do that. Then... You know, life.
And then Kurt also quit, so...
we came back, and when we reformed, kind of regrouped, I said that I would take over that challenge. So, Sunday morning, I was issued the challenge. We had all of the hot sauces that were... hand-picked by Parker and his buddy, and there were 10 of them. I don't even remember. I've blocked it out of my mind at this point. It was traumatic.
There were 10.
It was a very traumatic experience.
No, it was awesome.
So basically they ranged in order from kind of mild to to very stupid hot. So David was recording me, offering moral support from the other side of the camera, but...
Is that what it was?
I think so. I hope so.
Okay. No, I'm just checking.
I felt like it was moral support. I mean, it was really just you laughing at me, but...
It was. It was me.
I translated that to moral support.
Okay, okay. No, that's fair. That is fair.
So... There was three that were really kind of terrible and made me rethink my whole decision on taking the challenge. But overall, it wasn't too terrible. It was fun. I would do it again if the opportunity was given to me, or challenged to me, rather. But yeah, even on the last one, David... said that he would go in on it with me.
I did try that last one, yeah.
You did.
That was pretty good. I thought that was pretty tasty.
Except I made an error, and I was doing mine. So we used crackers. We used crackers, apparently.
What in the world are you wearing on your face?
I'm wearing a mask.
But I can still see
you. You can't see who I am.
It only covers one eye.
The mystery.
But it doesn't actually cover that eye. It's not like you're Nick Fury.
The mystery of who I am.
The Mysterio?
Yes.
Of it all?
He's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. You didn't know that.
I didn't.
You didn't know that going in.
No. So, we used crackers.
We used crackers.
And I put mine sauce side down. You put your sauce side up.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently was the better option to
do it. Because I'm not putting the sauce directly to my tongue.
Yeah.
It was the Hot Ones Redux, the last dab.
What did I call it?
I don't remember. You said it weird. You did say it weird. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember.
Well, That's because I'm silly.
Yeah, yeah, you are. That's okay. Anyways, her video, you can watch it on our YouTube page, or it's also on our website.
Kindofepicshow.com.
Kindofepicshow.com, which we never plug our website.
We never do.
We really should.
We should.
Because it has...
It's there.
It has everything.
All of the things.
It has all of the things. We should really plug that more often.
We really should.
Yeah.
Should get tattoos of it.
Yeah. That would be a regret. Tattoos. That'd be a regret. No I've been doing this for 7 years and I still haven't gotten this logo tattooed on me.
No regrets.
Yeah, true. It has been a part of my life for so long.
I have Gears of War tattooed on me.
No, you don't. Like, there's even a mobile version. You can look at it in the mobiles.
Oh.
Look at that. That's a mobile version of our website.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Our website?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. It's there.
Nobody ever told me.
You can look at all the links. Look, right here at the top of it.
We're on the
Facebook. We're on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Indeed. I think that's Indeed.
I don't think that's Indeed.
What is
I think
this?
That's LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn. Yeah, LinkedIn. That must just be my account.
We're not hiring.
No. I mean, kind of. We don't pay. We don't pay, but if you want to provide content for us for our Patreon, we'll take it. We'll take it. We are the Kind of Epic Show, so.
Apparently we have emails, too.
I don't even know if that still works.
And RSS.
Well, yeah, that's to subscribe. I'm just glad you know what that was. Look, there's subscribe buttons. You can listen to us on Google Play. You can just hit that and subscribe to us.
Oh, if you have the Androids.
Or on the iTunes store.
Oh.
And look, right there. Become a patron.
Well, hey.
Become a patron. That's our homepage. That's just on the homepage.
That
is. Like a bunch of our Instagram feeds.
Who's that guy?
That's me. Like our Twitter feeds on here.
Holy guacamole.
That's my pup.
That is your pup.
It's all kinds of stuff on here. All kinds of stuff. Anyways, the next page is news, which we don't update that page. We need to update
it. I did.
You did. Look at that.
I did.
You cannot. That is not very well formatted, lady.
We'll have to go in and fix that. Afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looked good at the time.
Yeah, we don't post on our news page that often. We definitely need to.
I tried.
You did try. It was the effort that counts.
I took one for the team.
You did. You did. Everyone's going to be like, this episode is, like, awful. We're just self-plugging for the first 15 minutes.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, we don't do that often. And then the next tab is our episodes tab.
Episodes.
New episodes weekly.
Yes.
That should
put a little asterisk.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhat. And then YouTube tab, which we just posted a new one. First one in a long time.
And our boot.
And our boot page. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Produced by David West.
David West started Kind of Epic Show in March of 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Look, you can get in touch with us. What? I like this.
That is neat.
Chelsea did that for us. Epic. Yeah. Yeah, Chelsea got bored. She was hanging out at Sun King one day and did that. I don't know why I have a PlayStation controller, but sure.
I used to doodle at Sun King.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got fired. Oh, wait, what?
I mean, get fired. I quit.
I technically quit. I put in my notice, and then they let me go. So I guess that counts. Okay. Anyways, we are.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, look, 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes in, and we've done a bunch of plugging, and now we are ready to get into the meat of this episode.
The meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes of this episode. So, we are both members and of the AMC A-List.
Yes.
Hashtag no sponsorship.
No sponsorship.
If AMC would like to pay for our monthly subscriptions to A-List.
That'd be cool.
We would graciously accept.
Yes, because we're there all of the time.
We are there all of the time.
We take advantage of that, like, whoa.
Yeah. So Friday we did a double feature. This Friday we're going to go see Lion King.
Yes.
But this past Friday we did a double feature. We went and saw Crawl.
We did.
And Stuber.
I like Stuber better than Crawl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get to it. So yes, Crawl was a movie in which I enjoyed it overall.
Yes, me too.
But damn, did it drive me crazy.
It did.
Like, it drove me absolutely nuts.
Yeah, there were parts that were just like, why? But, you know, they had to make the why parts.
No, they didn't.
They did. Otherwise, the movie would have been like 20 minutes long.
I wouldn't have complained.
Well, if you notice, nobody in that theater was taking it seriously.
No. No one was. No one was. But that movie could have been over multiple times.
Well, yeah.
Really early on. Ooh,
they should have done like a choose your own adventure.
Like the end of Clue?
Choose your own adventure. And then like for the playtime, they could have gone over the different ending scenarios.
Yeah. Ending one, 20 minutes in. 10, like, well, maybe 15.
Yeah.
Whenever she first made it to the basement and found the alligator. There, okay, so Florida, flood area, they live in, what part did they say?
It was, I thought it said Jacksonville, but it's wherever FSU is. Because she was swimming for FSU.
Florida State University?
Yeah.
I had to say it out loud. So I don't know where that's at.
Me either. Let me find out for you real quick.
Because I'm familiar with UCF. I hung out at UCF all the time. That's not my
FSU. It is.
But then she drove a while to get to where her dad was.
Yeah, she did. FSU is. Well, that's great. Tell me.
Just zoom out.
Tallahassee.
Okay. Okay.
So, I don't know.
We don't know where the movie is. Nope. So, whatever. It's in Florida. There's hurricanes. And it's one of those Florida houses that are kind of lifted off of the ground a little bit, and they allow water to pass through. So they have like their foundation has like openings with brick, and water can just flow. It's for floods.
It is for floods because it's all swampland.
So they're in. First off, so in the movie, this girl, she's a swimmer. She goes to find her dad. Him and his wife just divorced or whatever. And, okay, a hurricane's coming. And everyone's like, oh, no, you got to evacuate. You can't go. Oh, right. No. Then
she does it anyway.
She does it anyway. And she goes back to the apartment or whatever, trailer or some house that her dad's living in. Gets the dog. And then they go to their old house.
Yes.
Which I guess their dad couldn't sell due to, like, he felt bad.
Yeah.
And now the house is destroyed. He should have just sold it.
Right.
Now you don't get anything out of that house. Not even memories.
No.
And her dad, mind you, when you finally meet him, he looks like a broke Christian Bale.
Yes.
He looks like the poor man's Christian Bale.
Very much so.
But anyways, she goes walking around the house, and the dog's hanging out upstairs now, and she goes into the basement, finds like some blood, and then finds her dad all torn up. Then tries to like drag him. Like she sees that he was bit or something. Yeah. Does she see the wound?
Yeah, she sees the wound.
And like he's passed out, probably in shock.
Right.
And she's dragging him. All of a sudden, there's an alligator. Giant-ass alligator.
That motherfucker was huge.
Which, if the alligators are living in this basement, I feel like you would hear them.
Right.
From inside the house.
Yeah.
Especially, they had a nest and stuff.
Right.
Like, what in the world is crawling underneath this basement? Like, constantly, you would probably hear them banging into pipes.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. You would hear it.
Maybe that's how he ended up down there.
He's no, like, because
what's that sound?
No, because he says why he's going down there. He said he was going to go put up some like things for stuff couldn't float through the drains or some shit like that. Well, too late. You should have done it a long time ago. That way alligators wouldn't have come up through the drain. Anyways, yeah, that's how alligators get in their basement. It's the, like, the runoff for the, like, lake or whatever.
Yeah.
That's nearby. Anyways, so that's dumb. But they managed to get to an area where the alligators can't get to them in the basement. And there's tools because he was down there working on something. They have a shovel. They have screwdrivers and all kinds of different tools.
Like all the tools.
Like a tool belt of tools. That they use for splints and all kinds of other stuff.
Yes.
But given the type of basement it is that allows water to flow, there are designs in the brick. They should have taken...
There's openings.
There's are like big openings.
Yeah.
That, okay, no one could actually get through.
Right.
But you have tools.
Yeah, you have tools to break away.
To break away the brick and be able to get out.
But they didn't.
They didn't at all. If you see this movie, you'll be like, yeah, why didn't they just fucking do that? Because all you'd have to knock out is like 5 bricks.
I stuck.
And then you'd be able to get out of that basement, right?
Yeah.
Especially her. She could at least get out. I don't know how much bigger he was. But like I said, he looked like a poor man's Christian Bale. Imagine Christian Bale in The Fighter, but broke. More broke. And then that's her dad.
That's her dad.
And then, I don't know who the actor was. I don't know who she was. Anyways, that's the first thing that bothers the hell out of me. Second, there's another part, like way later into the movie, her dad mentions, oh, yeah, I forgot. Plan B, there's an access hatch back into the house.
Yeah.
Like way later into the movie.
Right.
Like why wouldn't he have said that way before?
Well, because that would have made too much sense.
And so this access hatch has a damn dresser or something on top of it, and she can't knock it off the dresser, off of this hatch, but it's moving at least a couple inches. I mean, it's at 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, I didn't hate it. I would watch it again, but it drove me nuts. It's at 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is.
Audience score is 78. Wow. Wow.
Right?
I mean, it was fun. It's really one of those movies that you can like just have fun watching.
Yeah. Don't expect too much.
Don't expect much. But... So this hatch. All right, I'm going back to this hatch. Maybe I'm the only person who thought of any of this. Her cop friend that was like, oh, you can't go down there. He comes to look for her. How he knew to check at that house is beyond me.
I don't know.
Because he thought she was going to the current place.
Yeah.
Anyways, he comes and he's checking out this house. And they know he's there. And she has access to this hatch
right. That
she doesn't go to. They're like trying to get his attention and all kinds of stuff before he gets eaten by an alligator. Spoiler.
Everybody gets eaten.
But when she was hitting that floor hatch in the dresser before, it was making so much racket.
It was.
Why didn't they just go back to that?
Because that would have made too much sense. Then the guy wouldn't have gotten eaten.
No, he wouldn't have. But she would have been able to get out through there.
Yeah.
So her dad wouldn't have been able to. So they would still have had to figure out how to get the dad out.
Right.
But it still drives me nuts that they didn't think of that. At all. Like, why? Why wouldn't you think of that? Anyways, her dad goes through hell in that movie.
He does.
He loses an arm.
He does lose an arm.
He takes it like a champ, though.
He does. He's like, I guess I have no arm now.
Yeah, it's like no one even pays attention to the fact that he doesn't have an arm anymore. Nobody
says anything.
They never do. She's not like, holy shit, your fucking arm. No, it's not even mentioned.
She's like, well,
Well, Dad lost an arm. The dog lives. That's a good thing. The dog lived. I did not think that was going to happen.
I was for certain that the dog was going to get eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, I did too.
Like just hanging out by those stairs, an alligator was going to, with
the cop. Why the alligator didn't go after the dog is beyond me. Beyond me. Anyways, it's a fun movie.
It is.
If you can get past these two little things.
Yeah.
These little things bugged the shit out of me so much. I did go and get a giant ass pretzel during the movie, though.
You did. Oh my gosh. That thing was humongous.
So if you go to AMC, they have this thing that's called the Bavarian pretzel. I didn't know what it was. So I just asked for a pretzel when I went to the concession stand. And he was like, "Do you want the Bavarian pretzel?" I was like, "That sounds neat. Sure." I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. Well, it's a pound and a half of pretzel.
It is. You came back with like a big box that looked like a pizza box.
I thought they may have gotten my order wrong when they handed me the hot dog and a pretzel. I kind of wish I wouldn't have gotten that hot dog now. Like immediately after, I was like, "Oh shit!" Because I just thought it would be a hot dog and a pretzel, like a normal.
You came back in with this big old box, and I was like, "Oh, I guess he got us a pizza."
Nope. It's a pretzel. It's definitely a pretzel. So that was Crawl. it's worth checking out. Apparently, I'm a bit tougher on it than what the critics are. Actually, could you pull that back up?
Yeah.
I want to read some of these reviews.
Here you go.
Yeah, we'll take turns. I want to read some of these reviews on this. All right. Here's a good one from the Globe and Mail from Barry Hertz. Crawl is not exactly an innovative film, but it doesn't have to be. It delivers on what it promises, and not so many big movies or big studio movies this year can claim the same. Another good one. This is from Keith Phillips from The Slate. Crawl would look pretty good in just about any season. In this one, it positively glows.
Oh, my.
Oh man, he really liked it. This is from David Fear from Rolling Stone. Like Apex Predators slithering at the center of all of it. It gets the job done once it lets its more brutal primal instincts take over. So Rolling Stone. Okay, this one's better. This is from the AV Club. I can agree with this.
Yeah.
Crawl is dumb genre fun, but it's not too dumb. If any one thing holds back this modest, skillfully made potboiler from true B-movie glory, it's the human drama. Man, we are a lot tougher on it than what these guys are. Okay, this is a bad review. Go ahead and read the rotten review on this.
This is from Michael Nordine at The Wrap. It's toothless despite its alligator antagonist, not least because it never bothers linking its premise, a Category 5 hurricane in Florida that causes a flood, to the existential threat hastening such extreme weather events in the first place.
Oh, wait, so this guy's mad because it didn't talk about global warming? Is that legitimately what he's talking about?
Yes.
Well, that dude's... I agree. Global warming needs addressed, but not in an alligator shark movie.
From Louisa Moore from Screen Zealots. This movie is stuck in a cinematic purgatory between pure camp and too sincere creature feature. From Lauren Venezani from WBAL-TV. In the scope of films about large animals trying to eat humans, Crawl has some fantastic action sequences that are bloody disgusting, but it doesn't make a memorable movie.
All right, read another good one. Read another good one.
Another good one.
Yeah. That one looks.
I was gonna, so Frank O'Chang from Flick Feast, creepily engaging and fixating, the bouncy bloodshed in Crawl should inspire those to run farther. Run rather than walk to a helping of old-fashioned horror-induced hedonism is celebrated naughtiness. That's a lot of words, David. I can't read good.
All right, let's see. Let's look here for Let's see here. Let's find one. All right. This is a bad one from the Boston Herald. Stephen Schaefer. Even with the bar so low, it's barely off the ground. Quite literally. There's all kinds of pipes that they have to crawl under. The Gator Thriller Crawl, which was not screened for critics, fails spectacularly in every possible way. I don't agree with that. No. I don't agree with that guy. That's a bit rough. It's entertaining, but it's...
You wouldn't say it fails?
I don't think it fails, but it just doesn't provide what I was hoping. Well, I guess it does provide what I was hoping it would. But some of those, like, issues that I have a problem with.
Yeah.
Like the holes outside. Like, right. There were a ton of alligators.
There were a ton. Like all of them.
Like in the water across the way, like at the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple hillbillies trying to steal an ATM.
Right.
They got eaten.
All three of them got eaten.
But one thing that could have easily had fixed the problem with the holes, just show alligators outside.
Yeah.
Have them like circling the house. Be like, oh, we could do this. Oh, shit, there's alligators outside too. Maybe not the best idea. Fixed. Plot hole fixed. Plot hole fixed instantly.
Right.
And then with, if they would have fixed that one, I could have excused the second one a bit more. But that hatch should have come back into play in some fashion, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Unless it was cut. My guess is maybe that was cut, because why even introduce that hatch?
Right.
That hatch played no part, so why introduce it when they did?
They spent a good couple minutes trying to use it.
They did. So it makes me think that maybe they had like established it to be used later. And then it was cut.
Probably.
That's my guess. Which, fuck them. You should have just removed the first bit.
Yeah.
Really, really should have.
I agree.
So that was Crawl. That's our review of Crawl.
That was Crawl.
It's dumb. But I enjoyed watching it. Yeah. I didn't walk out of there like that was a waste of time. I walked out of there like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't bad. It's dumb.
It is dumb.
But you know, sometimes you need a dumb fun movie.
Right? I agree.
Anyways, let's go to another dumb but awesome movie.
Stuber.
Which, we're going to pull up the Rotten Tomatoes for this too, because I don't think it did all that well.
You don't think so?
No. Let's see. No. Okay.
40. How did that score less than Crawl?
Right. Well, comedies are a bit more subjective. I will say that.
Yeah.
So the audience score, this is always a good, an interesting tell. So the tomato meter on Stuber, the critic score is 45%. And now I absolutely hate the Rotten Tomatoes user score just because there's a tendency to get a bunch of incels trashing like Captain Marvel or other female led projects like Star Wars The Last Jedi and a couple other things. Rotten Tomatoes is taking they're starting to make it where you have to have seen the movie to review.
But how do they track that?
I haven't actually posted. So, I'm not sure.
Have you posted on Rotten Tomatoes before?
Yeah. Huh. I have.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Log in. You actually have to have an account. You have to sign in. I'm going to log in with Facebook on your phone.
Okay.
Continue. Yep. Next. Okay. Done. I'm just curious. All right. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead. And what star ranking would you give Stuber?
Four.
You're going to give it a solid four or 3.5 out of 4?
I'd say four. Solid four.
Four. Select a ticket provider.
Oh.
AMC.
Yep.
What do you think of the movie? Well, I'll let you type that out. Type out a review on there. So anyways, we're testing this to see how the new...
I thought it was... Watch this. Stupendous.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. It's funny. It's a pun.
Okay. So right now it says AMC coming soon.
Well, okay. My review has been submitted.
Reviews take some time to be published and are subject to our community code of conduct. Okay.
Did I ever tell you that I've been banned from Wikipedia?
Yeah, because you used to change it all the time.
I used to mess with Jimmy Fallon's Wikipedia page.
What would you do to Jimmy Fallon's Wikipedia page?
I would say that he had daddy issues growing up and that he was a raging alcoholic.
I mean, that might be true. We don't know. Anyways.
They blocked me.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. So Stuber is... how would you describe Stuber? It's a buddy cop film?
Yeah.
Did you just spell your gauge?
I did.
Gross. Anyways. Excuse me. Stuber is a buddy cop film.
Well, except for one guy's not a cop.
The one guy's not a cop. Kamel Nanjiani is not a cop.
He works at an outdoor store.
Yeah, like a...
similar to like a Cabela's or
something. Yeah, something like that. Some outdoor sporting goods store. But he also is an Uber driver.
Right. And he ends up picking up the other guy.
Dave Bautista.
Yes. And...
Drax.
Yes. And he ends up picking him up in an Uber ride because the Dave Bautista guy just had LASIK, so he's not allowed to drive anywhere, but he gets a
hint on a case of the guy that ended up killing his partner a year ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have to track down this lead, even though I can't see.
Right.
I have to track down the lead. So he calls, after he wrecks his car he tries to drive, goes.
He was just driving
without being able to see.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, haven't we all? And just wrecked his car into a big hole. Hmm. So he had to call an Uber.
Yep.
And, okay, the plot of this movie is, it's what you expect.
Yeah.
The plot is not great.
No.
But where this movie becomes fun is the writing and the comedy was gold.
Yes.
But so was the pairing of Dave Bautista and Kamel Nanjiani.
Yeah, they worked really well together.
Their chemistry was a blast. Yes. I would watch them on screen instantly.
Right.
Let me see more of those two together.
It was fun.
And I like Kamel. Kamel's always fun. Yes. It's his same typical type of humor that he always does.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice seeing that up against a kind of that hard ass like Dave Bautista.
Right.
And Bautista, I met him at C2E2 last year.
Okay.
And the dude kind of comes off like that in person too. Like he's not a jerk or anything, right. But he's still that kind of like hard ass.
Huh.
Anyways, but like those two together were fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the reviews here for this. And this is from Dave Sims at The Atlantic. If you're looking for a throwback similar to sillier times with a dash of self-awareness about the state of toxic masculinity in 2019, it should just about satisfy. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Here's a bad review. I laughed at Stuber, but I laughed less and less as the movie went on, and I cared less, too. That's from Blige Ebery at the New York Magazine / Vulture.
Huh.
This one is from Adam Graham at the Detroit News. This is a fresh rating. Stuber doesn't earn a 5-star rating, but it goes where it needs to. Nicely done, right? Because it's an Uber rating.
Huh. Now, see, this one is a negative review, but it's talking about the chemistry. They didn't agree with the chemistry being well.
Yeah, this is a negative review from Peter Bradshaw from The Guardian. There really is very little chemistry between Bautista and Nanjiani. And if you compare this with something like Bernie Feldstein and Catherine Denver, comedy Smartbook, which we saw Smartbook. We like Smartbook. The dialogue really does sound a bit pedestrian. Okay. But they're very different types of comedies.
Yeah.
Smartbook was a coming of age teen, like, dramedy.
Yeah.
This is not meant to be that.
No.
This is meant to be a stoner comedy almost.
Right. Yeah.
So I would say more of a throwback to films like, oh, Eddie Murphy, fuck.
Coming to America?
No. Axel Foley. I can remember his character's name. Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, okay.
Just something like that. Like, yeah. Almost like this movie could have easily come out in like the 1980s.
Oh, definitely.
And Kamel would have just been, well, a taxi driver.
Right.
Not to have the... He's an Uber driver today. If this movie was set in the 80s, he'd be a taxi driver. And like, the movie would still perfectly work then.
Yeah, definitely.
Except they wouldn't have LASIK, but I'm sure. Did they have any type of LASIK then?
I don't
probably
think
wouldn't
so.
Have been as good, yeah. Let's see here. All right, here's one. I'll let you read a couple.
Okay.
Even the gunfights were funny. And I actually really liked how brutal the action scenes were. Like,
see, now there's the one that's going against you.
Against you. Yeah, against me. But I actually really liked that because you actually like saw everything. They didn't hide any of it.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. But so this guy is going to, this Chris Kilmack from NPR.
He says, though it runs just 93 minutes, Stuber is padded by gunfights that are neither thrilling nor funny. Though their mix of selective slow-mo and irreverent soundtrack cuts tells us Dowse wants them to be both, or at least one of the two. He hasn't decided.
See, I don't agree with that.
Now, Alan Adams from The Main Edge says, honestly, you're probably better off calling a lift. lots more negative ones on, well, obviously, than the last one. From Mark Jackson at the Epic Times. Stuber would have hit the stratosphere had a different former WWE wrestler, the funny Dwayne Johnson, teamed up with Kumail Nanjiani, because Kumail Nanjiani is a very, very funny man, but Dave Bautista might eventually catch up to Dwayne, just not here.
No, I disagree with that, because I wouldn't have wanted another funny man.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what, like, doesn't work in... let's take Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart in their spy movie that they did.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that?
I don't remember. But I know what
you're talking Central about. Intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
No one played... I guess Kevin Hart was technically playing the straight character in that. But it's Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart plays one character.
Right.
In everything.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart always plays Kevin Hart.
I don't know. I'm tired. I'm kind of tired of Dwayne Johnson being everywhere.
I love Dwayne Johnson. Don't get me wrong, but I think you needed somebody that had a bit more roughness than The Rock.
Right.
The Rock is always charming and charismatic. This character didn't need that. This character, it wasn't that.
Right. He was not that at all.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like that one. This is from Susan Granger at SSG Syndicate. It's silly slapstick fun. Perfect. It's exactly what I wanted out of that movie. Oh, I like this one. Go ahead and read this one.
From Abby Bernstein, Assignment X. It's agreeable in a Lethal Weapon knockoff way, and its leads are both deeply likable. It's just that a few of the gags land in the way that seems intended.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a positive review, but they did have some criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, I would recommend going to see either of these. If I had to pick one, if I were to watch another one again right now, it would be Stuber.
I'd pick Stuber.
Definitely.
It was more captivating. I wasn't angry at any parts of it.
Yeah.
Like I was with Crawl. Like,
yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Kamel could have easily called the cops right. at any point and been like, is this guy for real? Is this actually happening?
Right. Yeah, he could have, but he didn't.
He didn't.
He played along with it.
Because he wanted his rating.
Yeah. He even missed out on the sex.
Which, good for him. Good for him. He experienced a lot of growth in that. Bautista didn't have much of a character arc.
No.
He kind of remained the same.
He did.
His daughter was really cute.
She was. Super cute.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. We've kind of filled the time here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, so I guess in the meantime, we still have technically like 15 minutes to fill on this. So what I'm going to do, I brought my Nintendo Switch here. With Super Mario Maker 2 on it.
Yes.
And we are just going to throw you into playing Mario.
I'm great at Mario.
Are you?
I'm super at Mario.
Now, this might not be as funny for the people that are listening, but I'm really hoping it's funny to watch. So, I'm going to go ahead and pick this course. And we clear rate 0%. No one's cleared this course yet.
I'm going to do it.
So no one's played this course yet. This is a fresh course no one's played.
It's called Not As Easy.
From... Oh, missed the... We'll get that. Okay. Inferno Fox 7 is the user who made this course.
Oh. Well, that's not nice. How do you... How do I die? Oh,
time's up. Time's up.
No! How did I do that?
So the time's up. Oh. Oh, you did it.
I did it.
You did it. You completed it.
I did it.
Oh. How'd you do that?
I told you. I'm really good at Mario.
Yeah. How'd you manage that? You're not the best time. Look. Someone actually did do it better. They got it in a second.
Yeah, but I did it. I finished it.
You did.
I like it.
All right. That one was from Inferno Fox 7.
Ha.
All right.
What else you got
pick
for
a different,
me?
Yeah, let's pick a different course. Let's see here. Hit B, go back.
Okay.
No, not all the way back, I guess. Let's do new courses. Let's do Apocalypse.
Oh.
Play.
It also has a 0% clear rate.
This is from Trickster.
Short and sweet, and it's themed. Well, hey. Well, now I'm stuck.
No, you just gotta go through the door. Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
Nope. Nope.
Go.
Ah! I think I did the wrong thing. Well.
You are legitimately stuck.
I am legitimately stuck. I had nowhere to go. I just keep going in the door and out the door. It's like my life. Huh. In the door, out the door. Hello. Hello, Mario. There he is again.
Try restarting the level. Try not jumping up and just coming all the way over here.
Okay. Start over. We're not jumping this time.
Yeah, don't jump up. Don't jump. Jump.
I got this.
Okay.
I was born for Mario.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got eaten.
You did.
Well... Ah, there's a turtle.
So yeah, this is probably isn't as funny for the people at home or on the go listening to this as it is like me watching.
I've told you ever since I've met you that I'm great at video games, and then you must challenge me.
All right, go.
Oh, okay. Got it.
No, I think you can get that stuff.
Got it. I don't want it. Oh, motherfucking turtles. They're never nice. Why are they always so mean?
I don't know.
It's because they... Oh no. You can't bounce?
No.
Well, that's...
Not on this one. This is a Super Mario Brothers 3. Oh, there you go.
Here we go. We're going back.
Each different style of Mario has different rules.
I don't think I ever played that one. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win.
Are you now?
Yep, I'm gonna win.
Oh, what's this? Oh, watch out, watch out. He's gonna explode. That's like a bomb. Yeah.
It's a ba-bomb.
Good job.
Like an effie ba-bomb. Well, that's silly. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, no.
Just go down. Just go. Just go down.
Watch. I'm gonna end up back on that one.
No, you won't. You won't.
David West, I bet you.
Bet what? I don't think you will.
Oh, you were right.
Firepower.
Pew, pew. Die, bitches. Oh, this is not happy. They're very aggressive.
They are very aggressive.
They're very aggressive moles. They're very aggressive moles, and they're here, and they're not happy.
And that was the end over here.
Oh. All right,
my turn. I'm going to do this. All right, so I'm gonna come out here.
Well, now that you know all the tricks, you're welcome.
That didn't do anything. I misjudged my aim on that one.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Why are you doing that?
Why am I doing what?
Why are you making the turtles free?
Because I wanted to.
Okay.
Oops.
Oh, the ba-bomb didn't work for you. Oh, no.
What happened?
You took too long with the turtle.
Maybe. I must have.
And the turtle was not happy that you put it in its shell.
Oh, shit. I did that to myself.
You suck shit. At this level.
I'm just trying to be... Just trying to do something.
You're just trying to do something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to do something. Oh, that didn't even break. Okay. Well, okay. Do-do-do-do. Whoops, I just missed.
Watch out for the ba-bomb.
Yeah, I got it. What's that way? Nothing? All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. So this looks like a fun game. So anybody can just make a level?
Anybody can make a level. I'll even let you make a level.
Oh, wow.
If you want to.
I love making levels.
And what I will do, I will post the level on our page.
Yeah.
And people can play the exclusive Kind of Epic Show level.
Okay.
Because guess what I just did?
You just won.
I just won.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
I tried to do some cool stuff and it didn't work, but
Isn't that normally how it goes?
No. No. Okay, I'm going to exit that. That was a level from...
You just set your first world record clear time.
Yeah.
How about that? You got a pipe hat.
Right? How about that?
Everybody wants a pipe hat.
All right. What am I going to do? So, like, this level would have different stuff. So this level is based on Super Mario Brothers U.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this real fast. I won't play this one either, so I might get another clear record on this as well.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm not holding my breath.
See, you see how it looks all different?
And hey,
look at Yoshi.
That's a Yoshi.
That is a Yoshi.
He's got a pow in his mouth.
Okay, what is that doing? Is there anything even up there? Okay, so one thing I can do. Oh, I don't know what.
Oh, no, you're running out of time.
No, I'm not. That's just on that little thing. Alright, I don't even know what that was supposed to be doing.
This seems confusing.
Right? This level is complicated. Jeez.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
So now, can you swing on that thing?
Yeah, but not a lot.
But you can't go past this bar?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go off, you'll just run into it? Oh.
I don't think that provides me any more space than what I was getting from the... Was there some way to...
What's this on button?
It puts a brick in that blue spot.
Well, this is good.
Yeah, this is so well done. No wonder no one's beat this yet. Is this even beatable?
No.
Maybe not. Well, balls.
I don't think there's a way to do it.
I don't either. Nope, that didn't. I was hoping to get a little bit of height on that.
Nope.
Well, what to do here? What to do? You can't go down.
Mm-mm. You can't do anything.
Oh, I have an idea.
Okay.
Oops, I just... Ah, I got higher than I have.
You did.
Nope.
So close.
So close. All right, I'm giving up on that. That one's not... Puzzle solving, short and sweet. Unless we're just doing something wrong. Well, hopefully you guys didn't hear that.
That was part of the video game.
Yep.
Tote's part of it. So, I don't know. I don't think there's a way.
I don't think that's a way up. Yeah. No.
That's not a way to go.
It looks like I couldn't go any higher than that. I'm so confused. How does this short and sweet my ass? Oh, maybe.
Did you figure it? Nope.
Nope, I just landed on Yoshi. Well,
fuck. Oh.
Ah. Ah.
You did it.
I did it.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What I did, I do not know.
You butt slammed it.
Will I die? No. Oh, jeez. Oh, there's stuff over here. Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh. This looks confusing.
All right. I was probably meant to have Yoshi over here.
Come back, friend. You can't get him. Nope.
All right, this can't be entertaining for the people listening to this.
No, they've probably given up by now.
They probably have.
That's okay.
Anyways, so the point of this was just going to be that we're going to make a course tonight, and I'm going to post it to the social medias, so you'll be able to play that. Anyways, to wrap up here, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
And this has been the Kind of Epic Show?
Yes. Kind of.
Kind of Epic Show.
The kind of Epic Show.
Recommend checking out our website, kindofepicshow.com.
Yes.
For new content posted...
Weekly.
New content posted weekly.
Yes.
I started hit play. Anyways, also check out our Patreon page.
Please.
For exclusive content from this one over here.
Yes, from me.
I've exclusive podcast. I've
been working on it really hard, so give it a shot, please.
Yeah, check out her Effie thoughts, which are entertaining.
They are.
And if you like her, you can see what she looks like in person.
Oh, dear.
Not in person, but on YouTube. And see what she actually looks like. She's the much cuter one of the two of us. Oops. So
it's true.
So... I have a voice for podcasting. She has a face for YouTube.
I do.
So you can check her out eating a bunch of hot sauces.
Oh, gosh.
On our YouTube page. I think we posted it to the Patreon as well.
I think so, yes.
And to the website. And if you want more content like that, become a Patreon subscriber.
Please.
The more of you that help us out, the more content we can put out for you.
Right?
And the more
we want your ideas.
We want your ideas. We want to do stuff. We want to be creative. But we need your help. And every little bit counts.
It does.
If you want to do the $5 tier, that gets your name shouted out on here. Just like we talk about Parker all the time. Parker paid $100. Parker paid us $100 to do hot sauces.
He's almost like the third member of the podcast that doesn't actually podcast.
Never been on the show. Also, I mean, there's Andrew who donates every month.
Yay, Andrew. We love Andrew.
Andrew, one of our former hosts, he's been on the show countless times. So I guess there's two. There's a handful of people, actually, that do. But we want more.
We do.
We want to do stuff for you. So if you like this show, if you like us, if you like what we do.
I mean, we think we're pretty great.
We think we're kind of epic, at least. I mean, we set the bar kind of low.
We do.
So, yeah, I'm just going to continue putting out content for you. Judging by the number of listeners we have on the podcast, hopefully, like, one of you decides to do it.
Please.
Please. Plurity, please.
We were brainstorming last night. We have some possible ideas for more YouTube videos. But like David said, we want to make this awesome, and we need your help to do that. So.
And you can be a part of the show.
Yeah.
So if you help out on the Patreon, you become part of Kind of Epic Show.
Right.
Especially if you pay one of those larger tiers. If you pay the $100 tier, we're making videos for you.
We really are.
If you do the biggest one, it's a $600 tier that actually pays.
What do we do for that?
So that actually pays for the podcast for a year.
Okay, yeah.
That would cover our entire cost of the show for a year.
Okay.
So we do whatever that person wants every month for a year.
Oh, that could get dangerous.
That could get dangerous. But that's why it's called the producer's tier. So basically, you pay $600 a year, and it's almost like we're whoring ourselves out.
Oh. Okay.
But not literally. There are restrictions to that. YouTube guidelines.
Right.
Patreon guidelines. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You can't show some stuff on there.
Well, darn.
Well, yeah. So, just keep that in mind. If you want us to do things for you.
Even that sounds...
I know, it does, doesn't it? Within the confines of YouTube's user agreements, we will do them.
If you want us to do things for you, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No wink, wink, nudge, nudge. There's no subtext to that. If you want to pay us to do some, you know, funny videos, sure. I keep hitting the unpause button.
You do.
Anyways, this has been fun. I'm David West.
Been amazing. I am Effie.
Follow us on Instagram at Kind of Epic Show.
Yes.
And I post Funko Pop pictures on there, so that's always fun.
You do, and they're kind of epic.
Yeah.
Ha. 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 Ha.